Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. There goes Buford. The throw from Echeverrin to Aparicio, and Buford is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Echeverrin reaches second base with a double. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Echeverrin moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Echeverrin scores. It's 1 to nothing, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Peters. Aparicio moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Freeze. Aparicio scores. Bulfari moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. There goes Freeze. The throw from Echeverrin to Aparicio, and Freeze is out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bulfari moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Echeverrin strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to Miller covering. Safe. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Robinson scores. Skowron moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Skowron scores. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Dick Hall now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Paul Blair. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Bill Skowron. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing first base. Woody Held pinch hits for Dick Hall. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Bulfari moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Echeverrin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Echeverry is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Stu Miller. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires to second and picks off Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing first base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Martin. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is 0-for-1 in the game. Locker takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-5 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 5 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to third for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Robinson moves to third. Watt moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson is walked intentionally. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.